Death is never appropriate. Always wrong-footed, showing up where it has no business being. Too early or too late, it is never welcomed. An inveterate party crasher, it always shows up at inopportune times. Our response to death and loss is never inappropriate, although it's sometimes inexplicable. We cannot bargain, though we will try. We cannot argue. We cannot fight. We are left with the irrevocable fact. Our life has changed. One we cared about is now absent, and each of us must find a way to cope with that loss. Sometimes how we respond can be really weird. My first encounter with death in the family was my grandpa. He collapsed from a heart attack after Thanksgiving dinner at my aunt and uncle's house. My family only saw him every few years, so it all seemed just a little odd and disconnected to me when my family packed up and went to Pennsylvania for the funeral and saw all the aunts and uncles and cousins. I don't remember feeling much at all at the funeral, but then that evening, after it was all over, I laughed and laughed and laughed until I couldn't stand up. I was literally rolling on the floor laughing, with tears streaming down my face. Even when we can't identify our emotions, they move through us and come out in surprising ways. Sometimes in wailing or laughing or speaking in tongues, sometimes in more subtle ways like remembrance rituals, continuing conversations about or with a loved one, journal reflections, Facebook posts. We need to give our grief some form of expression. We want to keep the memories of our loved lost ones fresh. On this All Souls Day, we gather in community to remember and commemorate those who have left us, a time to assert that though this love may be interrupted, it still can provide comfort and community. The question of an afterlife is moot. We are here because of them. We are who we are because of who we've loved. And in us, for better or worse, they live on.